This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York. Beautiful Hamelin College, and the concert's starting, but leaving it at this an hour, so I guess we're going to keep at it another hour. That's called Raising the Rent. That was Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks. Vince plays every Monday night at Sophia's Restaurant. Yes. 46th Street in Manhattan at the Hotel Edison. Sophia's Restaurant. Look him up. It's a wonderful, wonderful show every Monday night. Bring your dancing shoes. And if you can dance. If you can't dance, then, you know, just enjoy it. But there's a little cover, a little minimum, but considering what you pay for everything else in New York, I mean, and if you fall asleep on the sidewalk, they'll charge you rent there too. So you can raise a little rent there. It's only $30 to cover and minimum to go and enjoy some of the best music, the best live music you're going to hear in the New York City area, and I vouch for that most definitely. Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks at Sophia's Restaurant in Manhattan, 46th Street. I don't have the number because I seem to have developed a clean slate up there. I don't know what happened. Before that, El Galidoro, recording in 1969, basically a private recording he did, in Birmingham, Alabama, Indian Summer. Just gorgeous. And, you know, our thoughts, El's about the greatest. No doubt about it. This is WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And here's a gal. If she were alive today, she'd probably be bidding against us on eBay.
Put off the season as long as there's a stone. love to warm our footsies on. At 9 p.m. we lock the door. We got each other, nothing more. What of it? Oh, we love it.
Okay, that seemed a little shorter than usual, because I trimmed it. I took liberties with that recording, because I think it's mainly the vocal of that recording, and besides, it's wonderful. It so beautifully expresses what's going on today. Everything. Everything. That's just so topical. It was recorded in 1931, but boy, is that topical. It's way topical. For a recording that's over 77 years old. Cheer Up, Smile, Nurse, Eddie Cantor, and a little bit of the Phil Spitalny. Now, if you really found that objectionable, at some future date I will play the whole recording. But that's my little bit of an edit. I didn't destroy it. It still exists. but I felt that really, you know, shortened it, made it a little more, yeah, whatever. That's my prerogative. You can send the hate mail to me. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. Before that we had Annette Hanshaw. We love it. 1928. That's one of those happy poverty songs. Just like Secondhand Roses. Well, it's not quite as happy, but it says she's singing about it though. But well, most people are. You know, I don't know. I'm wearing secondhand pants. What's wrong with that? Bought them on eBay. So sue me. I don't care. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And if you want to send donations, I'll gratefully accept them. And that sounds like what the banks are asking. And how would you imagine a bank would say that, do you suppose? Here's Rudy Vallee sounding very much like a bank. I don't know. He's really got that sound. Just does this perfectly. And it's, that's when I saw what they were going around with their hat in their hand, I was imagining this recording.
Valley again, stepping perhaps a bit out of character in singing a song from Americana, a song that has taken its audiences by storm, which may be explained by its theme, which is both poignant and different. Brother, can you spare a dime? Tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream, with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we looked swell, full of that Yankee doodle dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember they called me Al? It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember I'm your pal? Buddy, can you spare a dime?
Get Chicago on the wire. Hello, Mr. McIntyre. Tapioca's going higher. Got the jitters? You know, I bought a penthouse with a view, but I haven't had a chance to see the view. Bought a shiny Cadillac, but I always take a taxi there and back. Got the jitters? Got the jitters?
Got the jitters.
You know, from the moment that I get up on the go without a let up, way to bring another set up. Got the jitters?
People have the jitters. Even people up there in the living, you know, that are they're actually practicing the physical aspects of the trickle-down theory on our heads have the jitters. And, welcome to it. That was Don Redman in 1934, got the jitters. Before that, Ethel Merman, she's down in the depths on the 90th floor. Maybe the elevator's broken. 1936, beginning with Rudy Vallee with his very, very cultured accent, singing "Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?" 1932. It's, you know, that's what can I say? I think it just appropriately says everything. And you know, that was so plaintive. And I don't mean plaintiff. I mean plaintive. There's a V in there. Although maybe they are plaintiffs too, or will be someday. Just wait. But it just shows you they were wailing and moaning so much, I'll tell you in a minute. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. This is definitely a revolutionary type broadcast. WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and I'm definitely waving the black flag tonight. There are bugs in the studio. And this is a beautiful day, honestly. Very very nice and crisp and all that stuff. Stopped raining too. So yeah, they were acting so plaintively that the person referred to in the next number exerted his pressure and got them their lollipop. And we're paying for the lollipop, of course, so don't worry about that. And that's true. So here, from 1932, perfect year for it, Casa Loma Orchestra with Dance of the Lame Duck. Thank you.
one big bath. And baby, I'm betting everything on you. Now honey, I'm giving all my love that you want. Hey baby, oh Lord help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a crazy thing about it. Baby, be my lover now. And honey, I've decided to I'm putting all of my eggs in my big basket. Oh, baby, won't you please come through? Yeah.
And that boom you heard was the stock market. Yes, indeed. Well, that was a bit of a stretch, but it kind of fits. That was, that was the original Dixieland Jazz Band. The, the late version, the latest version of that group that existed in 1938. That was Ooh Boom. And that was Eddie Edwards on trombone, Sharky Bonanno on trumpet, Buck Scott trombone also, Larry Shields clarinet, Frank Signorelli piano, Artie Shapiro bass, Tony Sabaro drums, and Lola Bard, whoever that was, on the vocal. But there, that's it. That was Ooh Boom. Before that, we had Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club Boys, I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket. And that's what a lot of people did. A lot of people are doing that. They're, and of course, the basket's called a 401k. So if you're doing that, just kind of keep an eye on that. A lumpy mattress full of silver dollars never hurt anyone. You might have to go to a chiropractor, but at least you'll be able to pay for it. And before that, the Casaloma Orchestra, and that's my salute to the current administration. The Dance of the Lame Duck, 1932. And yes, send me the hate mail. I think there's a link on my Radiola blog. That's radiolablog.blogspot.com. And yes, I'll answer you politely the first time. And yes, I always do. And then I get tired of it. I'm human too. Very, very, all too human, you might say. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and I'm the all too human Andy Sr. And I'll take my pulse later. This is Radiola. And, yeah, it's not very comfortable right now. And here's Harold Arlen in 1934. Arthur Shutt on the piano with his take on the matter. And it's a pretty good take, too.
Blowing me no good, no good, no good. lonely and silent, the shades are all drawn, and my heart is heavy as I gaze afar. A cottage for sale, the lawn we were proud of is waving in hay. Our beautiful garden has withered away. Where you planted roses, the weeds seem to say, a cottage for sale. From every single window I see your face, but when I reach a window, there's empty space. The keys in the mailbox the same as before, but no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of our story is pulled on the door. A cottage for sale.
The one who might care is somebody who had money in the Yonkers Federal Credit Union. And that happens, too. And well, that's going to happen. Believe me. Well, I care. But who cares? Beautiful song from Avi Singh, the Gershwins. and played by Arden and Omen and their orchestra in 1932. And before that, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, sound like Carmen singing that, Cottage for Sale, 1930. Which reminds me that today there was a news item. This is, you know, as fresh as today's headlines, of course. A woman who was 90 years old was about to be evicted from her home, and she shot herself twice. And the doctors say she's going to be lucky to make it. Lucky, they said. Thank God. And before that, Harold Arlen, Arthur Shutt on the piano, Ill Wind, You're Blowing Me No Good, 1934. This is Radiola. There was a glum note in there, but I'll try to erase it. I'm not going to erase it. I'm going to leave it in. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. By the way, if you have a chance to listen to some of these great programs, I always say Forward into the Past on KSPC on Sundays, and that's early in the afternoon. KSPC, you'll find a link to Forward into the Past on my Radiola blog. Type Radiola into Google. That'll do it for you. And The Big Broadcast. Those are two wonderful shows, and there are a lot of other ones. You can't possibly go wrong. You just can't. See, I'm telling you that. And of course, maybe I don't know anything at all about business. That's because rhythm is my business. And I'm trying to mind my business, but, you know, I get nosy sometimes. And Jimmy Lunsford, that's what he says, too.
Rhythm is our business.
Dreams Come True. Chick Webb, 1934. Edgar Sampson. Oh, God. Lovely, lovely, lovely stuff. And by the way, if your American dream hasn't come true yet, go back to sleep. It's much better. Don't you think? Either that or write your congressman and complain, and you'll get, you get yourself a nice calendar. So I've murdered more jokes tonight than whoever murders people. And before that, Jimmy Lunsford, Rhythm is Our Business, and I should shut my mouth and mind my business. I'm Andy Senior, and I will shut my mouth for a week, but I'll be back here next week at 8 o'clock on Friday for another show if they haven't arrested me. And WHCL 88.7 FM, this is Radiola, WHCL.org. And here's Teddy Wilson. God, this is a lovely song. I don't need to say anything else. The Hour of Parting.
Die. But now we're saying goodbye.